Describe a place in your country that you think is interesting.
How can people access travel information? I think the best way to access travel information is via the internet. In the past, you could go to a travel agent, and while they still do exist, it takes much longer to get this information. So if someone wants to learn about where to go or what flights are available and the cost of hotels and tours and so on, then the internet is the quickest and best way to access this information. For example, in China, many people use a platform called Xiaohongshu to find travel tips. They share advice on finding cheap flights and fun places to visit. It's a real time saver. Do people have different personalities in different regions of your country? Yes, people from the north and south of our country have different personalities. In general, southerners are more open and willing to try new things, while northerners prefer to stick to traditional ways. For example, many southerners like to start their own businesses, while northerners often choose stable jobs like working for the government. This is mainly because the south's economy has grown faster, so they embraced new ideas and cultures earlier. Besides, people from southern China tend to be more careful than those from the north. For instance, when buying groceries, southerners may purchase only one or two potatoes, whereas northerners typically buy an entire bag of potatoes. What a unique difference! What causes the differences between different regions of your country? Regional differences can be attributed to a variety of factors, but two major influences are the economy and geographical location. For example, some people in southern China tend to be more open-minded and willing to explore new experiences. This is largely because the southern regions have experienced faster economic growth, exposing their residents to more international influences. So it's evident that financial resources play a significant role in shaping the behavior of people in different places. Besides, geographical variations have an impact on architectural styles. In areas like the south, where there's more rainfall and humidity, many windows are needed to improve ventilation and reduce moisture. However, in northern China, it's drier and colder, so they focus on keeping the warmth in, and that's why they have fewer and smaller windows. While there are other contributing factors, it's clear that wealth and location are the most influential factors. Do youngsters like to try new things, or do people of your parents' age also like to try new things? I think both young and older people like to try new things. Humans are curious creatures, and while they do like to form routines and have daily habits, these often get boring for them, and they want to try new things. For example, they might like to try a new restaurant with different food they haven't had before. Or for younger people, they may like to try a sport they haven't tried before. I think it can depend on the person, but usually people who like to try new things are a bit more adventurous. And it doesn't matter what the age is. Is a great tourist destination also a good place to live? It can be, but it can also not be. Most tourist spots, especially those known for natural beauty, can be great places to live. Think of places like Hainan or coastal cities like Qingdao in our country. They offer clean air and beautiful seaside views that create a relaxed atmosphere, making them suitable for long-term living. However, when it comes to attractions centered around traditional buildings, they may not be ideal for permanent living. For example, Paris has the Eiffel Tower and galleries like the Louvre. But if someone chooses to live there, it's unlikely that they will want to visit the Eiffel Tower or the Louvre more than once because the lines of people are so long, and eventually they might lose their charm. So not all trendy travel destinations are suitable for long-term living. Besides, factors like schools, healthcare, and job opportunities should be considered when settling down. Many charming tourist spots are in small or remote areas, which might not be the best for personal growth. So tourist attractions may not always be the best choice for a permanent home. Why do some people go to live in small towns and think that they're more interesting than the big cities? Small towns have a lot of character and charm. Also, because they are small, the people often know one another, and it has a very family feel to it. That said, I'm not really sure why people find them more interesting than big cities, because there's often much less to do. Maybe because they get to know people well and they can see the beauty in the place? It can really feel cozy and like home. That would be my best guess, because I generally find big cities more interesting than small towns.